chapter 10, verse 27 says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. Watch this. But not with God. All things are possible with God. Amen to that, friend. Let's not forget that truth and that reality today. Well, good to see you. It's pretty much halfway through the month of June. It's June 14th, Sunday, 2020. My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to Sunday Worship. So good to see you. I hope you're having a blessed weekend. It's a gorgeous weekend. Hope you have a chance to go out and enjoy this nice weather, that's for sure. Well, if you're not too familiar with this radio program, Sunday Worship, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement, sprinkle a little bit of this in there and a little bit of that, and you have this program called Sunday Worship, and we've been doing this for many years now, so it's an honor to sit behind this microphone and just focus on Jesus together. Let's start things off with that Oh, Deep, Deep Love of Jesus right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Oh,
friend. There is no other name but that sweet name of Jesus. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship today. It's Joey Kroll, and I'll tell you what, the bookstores are filled with books that are self-help in nature, a better you, and self-improvement, and all of that. But friend, there's only two changes that will ever truly make us into better people. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 speaks of a transformation that occurs when we receive Christ as our Lord. It says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Isn't that great, friend? The moment when we give our lives to Christ, he begins that renovation process. I love that. And the other change mentioned in the Bible is 1 Corinthians 15. In the future, at a moment of the believer's resurrection, friend, we will be changed in a moment in the twinkling of the eye. All sinful and perishing parts of our lives will fall away, and we will be transformed like Jesus. That process that began with salvation will be completed with glorification. So if you're discouraged today with yourself, remember, there's a great day coming.
Jesus. You can have all this world. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
You're listening to Sunday Worship. So much for tuning in to Sunday Worship today. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and be sure to connect with me on Facebook. Just type in Joey Kroll Online, those three words, Joey Kroll Online, right there on Facebook. Love to connect with you there on my Facebook page. We post some great pictures and some great devotional thoughts as well, a whole lot of encouragement as well. So just search Joey Kroll Online on Facebook. Well, Charles Spurgeon was a fantastic preacher of yesteryear, and he said one time, "A Jesus who never wept could never wipe away my tears."
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
You alone.
You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you aren't a king.
You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than any.
First in the chorus again, as the deer pants for the water.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Turn your eyes to the hill.
side, where justice and mercy embrace. There the Son of God gave His life for us, and our measureless debt was erased. Jesus, to You we lift our eyes. Jesus, our glory and our prize. We adore You, behold You, our Savior ever true. Oh Jesus, we turn our eyes to You.
Pretty song, Sovereign Grace Music, and Turn Your Eyes. Psalm 27, verse 4 says, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple."
Christ, who took on the nature of a servant and humbled Himself to the point of sacrifice, even to death upon a cross. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that He is Lord. At the name of Jesus, every knee that He is Lord. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that He is Lord. Oh, oh, hear the Lord. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that He is Lord. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that He is Lord. Every tongue confess that He is Lord.
That's right, at the name of Jesus. Music from Travis Cottrell here on Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you want to go back and re-listen to any of today's program, go back and tune in at greatnewsradio.org under archived programs there on the right-hand side. Well, friend, I'm going to go gather with the family of God. We're having our drive-in service today. It's going to be gorgeous. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful weekend.